The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
In the quiet little hamlet of Sleepy Omelet, a village is perfectly normal. Everything is fine. Except one day, a werewolf makes itself known, and the villagers must figure out who the werewolf is amongst them before they all surely perish. The sun breaks through the horizon, and the villagers wake up to see that their beloved mayor, Mayor Poppinstuff, has been murdered by the werewolf. We bring you now to the village square.
Thank you, everyone, for gathering here today. Tis me, Father Panache, the town priest, of course. TP is what you can call me. Town priest, short for town priest. I just wanted to say a few blessings today for Mayor Poppinstuff. We all knew Mayor Poppinstuff. We all voted for him, I assume. Anyone here not vote for Mayor Poppinstuff?
I mean, obviously, I didn't vote for Mayor Poppinstuff because I lost my ability to vote because I kept getting too drunk at all the town council meetings and kind of. And people would say, "Mickey, this is a meeting about electing a school board president. You do not need to be yelling about what Obama put in the vaccine. Please, Mickey, leave." But I got to do me, so now I don't get to vote. But I'm still sad about Mayor Poppinstuff because he was a good guy.
Mickey, you can face us. You're facing the opposite direction as you address us.
Oh, my God. I'm talking to this tree. I laid the best game of my life on this beautiful creature right here, and it's a tree. What a waste.
Let me just say a few words to God for you, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Oh, Mickey. Amen. Everyone say it back.
Amen.
Is that so hard? What is it with this town and not saying amen back to me? Rude.
Well, I don't want to be that guy, but it might be that everyone's a little bit hungry. I know the mayor has been killed by a werewolf, and that ooze, you know. But we still must eat. So I made puff pastries for everyone. These are apple cinnamon turnover puff pastries.
Oh.
If you want any more. I obviously know where to find me on the town baker. I'm Julius Cheeser. You can always come to the bakery. But these puff pastries are just for everyone because I know we're all going through a lot.
Let's just call this what it is. There's been a murder in our town.
A murder.
Oh, we all knew that. Yeah, I knew
I've
it.
Killed every animal in a 20-mile radius and seen the life leave its eyes. You think
they
I
killed,
don't know
they killed the mayor.
Smell?
They just admitted it. They said they've killed every animal. And we all know
no,
the mayor
is
was
that
a bit of an animal.
Did you kill the mayor?
Father, you think Birch, the hunter, the most violent man in town, would just come out here, panic, and immediately admit to the murder?
Careful when you admit to being the most violent man in town. And
oh,
then
you think the guy with the most weapons did it? Because he's got that anger problem? Father, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Gunshot in the air. All right, everyone, just calm down. No need to get ahead of ourselves. It's me, Arthur Deco, the investigator. And yeah, I'm half gator and all investigator. You see,
seems like there's some competition for most violent guy in town between the two of you.
Well, yes, I have the head of an alligator, but my body is that of a normal human investigator. So you could say I'm a investigator. Are we having fun yet?
I'm definitely more violent than this guy.
Does anyone happen to know, because I don't, I'm just a baker, does anyone happen to know if alligators can be werewolves as well? Because we might be able to rule out Arthur just off the top.
Please call me Art. Art Deco.
I don't think
you should introduce yourself as
anyone.
Arthur.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Don't worry about it. And no, I won't be violent unless I need to be. Hey, can I ask, what's this guy's issue? The guy who's kind of standing on his head in the middle of the square, rolling a ball on his feet? It's time for flump, flump. Juggle, 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 punch myself in the neck, punch myself in the neck. Ta-da, flump the jester.
Flump, oh. I think I speak for everyone when we say we appreciate what you're trying to do. You know, obviously, something terrible has happened, and we all need a little cheering up, which is why I made the puff pastries. But it's maybe, Flump, read the room a little bit, because it's maybe not time for that.
I think we should focus on the investigation. I am the great Zanzidi, magician, psychic, seer, and recently single.
Oh, buried the lead, did we? Amen.
Yes, and I can help. This investigator can only see with one eye, his right eye. I can see with all my eyes, especially my third eye.
I hear the reason Zanzini is single is because they were having an affair with the mayor.
You're drunk. You don't know anything.
Speaking of being drunk.
I knows what I knows and I hear what I tears.
I have three eyes as well. I got my left eye, my right eye, and my brown eye. Pulls down pants, shits on the ground.
40 minutes of silence.
Yes, that will be your punishment, Flump. 40 minutes of silence. Go ahead and pay your penance.
Hi, Daisy Dud here. I'm the one knocking on your doors at night trying to make a friend. We'd love to make a friend through this. I think I'm really hoping this brings us all together.
And just so I have it on my notepad right, you're just like looking for a friend? That's like your role?
You're just like a night friend person? What's that?
Yeah, I'm like an escort, but really what it is I want to visit you.
I didn't think you were an escort.
No.
That bury the lead with night friend person. I mean, that feels very different.
It's not a sexual thing. I am just looking to visit you in the night, say hello, do a little... maybe bake some muffins.
Motion.
Like a... How do you knock on a door? Do you underhand?
Oh, that was knocking on a door. Okay. I underhand.
Oh, weird. This town
I don't
want
to hurt my baking
quirks.
Knuckles.
There's no need to raise your hand. That's just a trap we've all fallen into.
Huh.
Listen, now that we've met everyone and there's no need to...
Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me. I have just concluded, thank you all for yelling while I was doing it and shitting on the ground, Flump. I have just concluded my autopsy of the mayor, and I, Dr. Swilda von Tinton, can confirm that the mayor was ripped apart by werewolf claws.
Oh, no.
I know that was my initial, that was my initial thing that I did say when I gathered everyone here, but just so you know, the autopsy is a formal process. And it could be something else, and then the body was, you know, mutilated post facto.
Ah, autopsy. Well, listen, thank you, doctor, again for... I did ask, just so everyone is clear, I asked the doctor for a second opinion, and she went back, researched it, and gave me another one. It happened to be the same one. Here's what I suggest as investigator Art Deco. Let's all get some sleep, okay? Let's all close our eyes, right? We'll feel so much more refreshed.
No.
We'll be,
as a hunter,
really feel...
I never close my eyes.
What?
I sleep with one eye open and with my pants off to regulate the heat of my body.
Seems
You're
like
insane.
A lot of people here have one eye, like a one eye thing going on.
It's kind of a town trait. Yeah, it's our thing. It's our biggest export. Well, listen, I'm gonna get some shut eye unless anyone has any accusations. Does anyone think they know who the murderer is?
Well, I, the great Zanzini, propose something right now. We should all go around in a circle before we go to sleep, and everyone say your name, your occupation, and what you were doing on the night of last night.
Okay, my name is Art Deco, investigator, and,
I guess I was investigating. Just in a broader sense.
I'll go next. Again, Julius Cheeser, town baker. I will say that I was doing all of my prep, because if you've never run a bakery before, you know that you always do night prep for the morning rush, because I know Mickey likes his croissant. But I have a question for Art. You said you were up all night investigating. What were you investigating, or care to share anything about your investigations? Or,
well, investigating is a skill that you need to continuously flex, or else you lose it. So,
question withdrawn.
Thank you so much. Flump here, town jester, and I was missing my sister.
40 minutes of silence.
Okay, nobody touch that. We all agree he's harmless.
I am the great Zanzini, like I previously discussed. Magician, psychic, seer, recently single. And I was watching Bridget Jones last night, again and again and again.
Father Panache here. And I guess where I was the night of the murder was, I was out on a crisp, clear, cool night. Under the full moon, changing hearts and minds, and praying
okay,
for the town
suspicious.
And town.
Am I the, okay, never mind. Okay. Father Panache, please, you have to, please focus on your phrasing, Father Panache.
Oh, of course. Apologies. Let me just stick to the good book. Corinthians 4:15 says,
Everyone's nodding.
I'll go next. Mickey, down drunk. It's not too hard to imagine what I was doing last night. I was drinking by myself because no one in the town wants to join Mickey, which I don't know why because I'm an excellent conversationalist. Ask this tree if you don't believe me. And I passed out at probably about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and then woke up right here next to the mayor's body.
Oh, don't forget,
Dr. Swilda von Tinton?
Dr. Swilda von Tinton.
I have a quick question. What time did the murder happen? Were you able to tell by all the scratches on the body?
I would say that this murder happened no longer than 6 to 24 hours ago. Oh, you know what? I did see the mayor yesterday for a big portion. I'm going to go ahead and revise that. Mm. Let's just say 6 to 8 hours. Let's say the normal amount of time as a nighttime is.
Perfect.
Hmm.
And sorry, Flump here, I have something to admit. I do want to confess to my sins. I last night burnt down the KB Toys.
Not
Flump. That hasn't been a KB Toys in this town for, I want to say, 25 years.
Yeah, the crime we're trying to solve right now, pal.
Even if there was a KB Toys, there'd be no one in town to work at it. And as far as I'm concerned, no children to buy toys from it.
Yeah, raise your hand if there's no kids here, right? None of us have kids. This town will die with us.
Okay. I lost my ID, so it's actually hard for me to know how old I am. Why does everybody look at me right now? Everybody take a snap. How old do we think Mickey is?
100.
41. Close, but I don't know the guy.
My name is Birch. I am a hunter, and last night I was rage killing. In the woods. All night.
Wait, which part of that was supposed to be absolving you from the murder?
What?
Look, found the mayor's body in the woods.
Oh.
I know I'm just the town baker. But I have to say, I think it might be a good idea if the town decides to just execute Birch here today.
No.
Because of all of the violent things that he said, and how he didn't even try to provide an alibi.
Oh, yeah. An alibi. I was learning how to make ice cream from scratch.
Checks out.
Oh, easy to verify. I'm the town baker. How do you do that?
You get a little milk and a little hope, and you mix it together in your biggest bowl.
I think we should kill him. I also think we should kill him.
Let's kill him.
We'll all go to sleep. And if the werewolf doesn't kill anyone else, we know that we've killed the right person.
Not everyone went in the circle. You didn't even hear. Someone could admit to the murder
Puts
right now.
Puts a rope around Birch's neck and stabs him in the heart.
I'd didn't do it.
And I'm checking the pulse, and...
Doctor.
Flump, you have no pulse. How is that possible, Flump?
I'm a living dead. Hey, I burned alive in the KB Toys.
But yes, Birch the Hunter is dead. So if we all... Mickey, I'm assuming you are the town gravedigger. Mickey, you forgot to mention that. You're not just a drunk. That's nothing. Mickey, if you would just dig the grave for the mayor and for Birch, and we'll all see each other in the morning. That sounds good?
Yes.
Yes, let's all get some shit out.
On my dating website, I did see that Mickey, on his occupation, put drunk. I forgot he did other things in town.
Seen my profile. Hold on. No. So, Daisy, you've seen my profile, huh?
Oh, no. I think the great Zanziti was talking.
That was the great Zambini. Are we sure, Davey? All right.
Play
it cool, girl.
All right, let's all get some shut-eye. I'm going to slip into the sewer because I'm half alligator. If I happen to pop up in any of your toilets, please don't flush me down.
Hey, let's not waste time saying where we'll all sleep. Let's assume that we're all sleeping in a bed tonight.
The sun sets on the town of Sleepy Omelet, and the night passes uneventfully. Mostly uneventfully.
Have we heard your name? What's your name?
I don't live here.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
A narrator. I don't live here.
I'm just
Bless
looking
you.
For friends. Never mind.
No, I'm not. I don't know you people. I just know the name of the town. And
thank you for saying bless you, narrator. That was very kind.
You're very welcome.
What a gentleman. 10 million strong and growing. Funstowns, vitamins.
But there was another werewolf murder. The town wakes up. Everyone rushes to the town square, only to discover that Mickey the Drunk is not there.
Oh, I blame myself. If it weren't for me giving him a blessing, he might still be with us today. Why did I have to say he was so fine?
Wait, the great Zanziti is having a vision.
Stroke?
please, great Zanzini, it is 7 a.m. Can you please try to have a quieter vision? Please, for all of us.
She does this, she just covers her eyes and starts screaming, just take your hands off your eyes.
Oh, I had a vision that Mickey was killed. Mickey, where is he?
Well, his body's in the middle of the square. It was
No, we don't know where Mickey is. We don't know where Mickey is. The narrator, who's not here, I don't know where. We all heard that voice, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I said
bless you to me.
We don't know where Mickey is. Because Mickey is not here doesn't mean that Mickey is dead. Only a doctor can verify if someone is dead. I would ask Arthur. Arthur.
Yes.
You're an investigator. Could you find Mickey's body? Could you, or where Mickey is? Do you know where Mickey went?
Let me use my keen alligator smell. Yes, I smell decay. Everyone to the town well. Well, we're already in the middle of the town. That's where the town well is. So just look down the well. Yep, there he is.
Oh yes, that's definitely Mickey.
Wow,
just like a drunk to drown. Know that. I didn't have that in any of my visions.
Yes, it is a little odd that you knew exactly where Mickey's body... Well, but you're an alligator. You live in the sewers, so you probably would have seen him coming up. So you passed...
I'm just someone who's trying to make friends, but I did go to the sewer last night to visit Art Deco, and he wasn't there.
Now, that's an interesting wrinkle, Art. Would you care to tell everyone where you were?
Well, last night, if I'm...
Oh, and don't lie.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, that makes it interesting.
If you want to. If you want to, you can start over. Because don't lie introduced.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair to spring that on me in the middle of
in
me.
In the middle of
it. Yeah, you know what? You can lie, but don't.
What about a white lie? Here, I'll tell the truth. What I was doing is I was... To be honest, I was searching every nook and cranny of the village of Sleepy Omelet because I wanted to see who had died and where they died, so I got a jump start, and I looked like a real investigator. And I gotta say, I am exhausted. I'm so tired. I didn't get much sleep. But I did find out where Mickey's body is, and it's at the bottom of the well.
Look, I don't want to, cast aspersions, but I actually can confirm Art's story. I was baking late last night, and Art checked every nook and cranny of all of the croissants that I was baking, ruined every single one of them. You can't really get into a nook and a cranny of a croissant without kind of taking it apart. Art, mm-hmm. I will be sending you a bill for the croissants, and we would all be enjoying croissants this morning if they weren't all ruined last night.
Oh, that sucks butt to hear. That I was so looking forward to a fresh batch of croissants.
I'm sorry, Father. I mean,
what kind of croissants?
Oh, yeah. What kind of croissants were they?
Okay. Easy question. Julius Cheeser, town baker. You can
and tell us
this
the truth.
Question. Damn it. Damn it. Okay. The truth is they were jalapeno croissants. Now,
oh,
I know what you're thinking. Okay.
No, no.
Oh, no, jalapeno,
too.
Hot, too hot, too hot.
You want some sweetness?
Oh, I love jalapenos.
No, no.
It was a stressful day yesterday. I got back to my bakery. I started just baking, you know, to relieve some stress. I don't know. I didn't even look at what I was doing. I was just kind of going with it. Like, it's like jazz when I bake. Suddenly, I looked down at mid jalapeno croissants.
We got to kill him.
Oh.
Let's kill him. Let's kill the baker. He said it's like jazz.
Before we killed the baker, I did put my stethoscope on this very long stick, and I did confirm that Mickey is dead at the bottom of the well, and I also agree we have to kill the baker. He said it's like jazz. I mean, come on.
Wait, if it was really like jazz, then the baker would know what to do with this.
And Flump pulls out a saxophone and plays the entire solo to Baker Street.
40 Whoa. Minutes of silence. That was actually amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Flub, why is your job jester and not musician?
Oh, it is musician. Who said I was a jester? That's so hurtful. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me.
No.
Kill me.
Now,
kill
look.
Me.
Look, I know I look suspicious to the... Flump, please. We've talked about this before.
Flump, please. Flump, who's Flump? Is there Flump. Another town
kill
jester?
Him.
No,
kill
sorry.
Him.
Kill me.
No,
kill,
no,
me.
No.
Kill me.
Kill him.
Me.
We mustn't give in to that. But if it's between me, the town baker, and the jester, I say that we kill me, okay? The jester obviously wants to die, as he shits on the town square every day at noon, like clockwork. He obviously wants us all to kill him. I think we need to resist. I think we need to leave the jester alive. And if that means killing me, I will take one for the team. Before I go, I want to leave my recipe book in a place where you'll all be able to bake my fine confections after I'm gone. I know how much you all love my treats.
I don't know. You decided to tell us about those jalapeno croissants, and now I don't want a lick of it.
Can I? I need to be honest. I wasn't fully honest earlier. It's me, Art Deco, the investigator. Last night I was investigating. In the middle of the night, I chose one person to investigate.
Riddlebaker.
It was the baker. I went into the baker's shop, and I have to admit, when I did investigate the baker, I found no garlic for the croissants. Of course, garlic, I think it has something to do with vampires. Vampires are like the cousins of werewolves, so if he doesn't want to eat garlic, he's clearly
Now, first of all, I don't get high off my own supply. I never eat my own baked goods. Second of all, I don't
Red
use
flag.
Garlic because aren't alligators allergic to garlic?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes, I can confirm that alligators are allergic to garlic.
Is this a children's book? Dragons love tacos. Alligators are allergic to garlic.
Let's.
One fish, red fish, dead. Oh, no, two fish. Blue fish, sister. I miss my sister. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me.
I just regret that we never got to go on a date, Julius Cheeser. 40
who
minutes of silence?
Who is regretting that?
The great Zanzini, of course.
It's never Daisy. It's never. I always think it's going to be Daisy, but it never is it?
Yeah,
she's
Daisy,
very quiet because she's guilty, of course.
Very quiet. Oh, Daisy.
Daisy,
I have a question for you before, and I agree, we should kill me. Daisy, you said that you were recently single, but this town is 9 people, and we all kind of know each other's business. I think we're all actually single,
right? I didn't say that. The great Zanzini said she was recently
single.
Jesus
Christ, Daisy. Jesus Christ.
What? What?
All right, Daisy, why don't you say what your thing is just to refresh everyone's memory?
I'm an escort. That's not sexual. I'm desperate for friendship, and I go visit people in the middle of the night, so that's why I know what everyone's up to.
Okay, you visit people in the middle of the night, you knock on the door, and you give a little doo-doo-dee-doo-doo, but you're not. It's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, kill why him. Is it underhand?
Kill him. Did he hear what he did with doo-doo-dee-doo-doo? Kill him. Sorry, I'm a doctor. Do no harm. Do no harm. Sorry. I apologize. Don't kill him.
Thank you.
Kill him.
Let us all pray for the baker as we kill him in the middle of the square. Flump, would you do the honors?
Okay. Now, please, Flump, I know that you're...
Flump, please, not Flump.
Why do I keep doing it? I know that you're more than capable. I know that you're more than capable of killing me. But I think it would be best if I gave myself one final gift to the town. I can take my own life, and while I'm doing it, I will bake myself into a pie, and then the whole town can eat me as a pie. Oh. We're all into cannibalism, right?
Oh, this kill is him. Like a 420 Blackbird situation. Yeah, let's just kill him.
And all right, cool. Obviously misread the vibe of the town. Flump!
I'm tap dancing on his body. Da da dee, da da da. He was a buggy buggy boy, 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 boy.
Well, hopefully it was him. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before we go to bed, can I suggest something? Let's all sleep in the barracks. Let's sleep under the same roof. And that way we can kind of sleep in a circle. And then if anybody in the middle of the night has to, like, open their eyes and look across the room for someone else, we can kind of see each other. Does that make sense?
That's pool perverted.
Daisy, was that you?
Nope. The great Zanzini.
I cannot.
We're sisters.
Now, that's an interesting wrinkle. So Daisy and the great Zanzini are sisters.
We're twins.
What? Not yes. Identical.
I was in the hospital identical. When they were delivered. First came Daisy, and the parents said, "Oh, she's beautiful as a flower, fresh in the morning sun. What shall we name her?" And the parents said, "Daisy." And then came the sister, and everyone said, "Oh, yikes, spikes, not as good as the first one. What can we name her?" And someone said, "Zanzini," and it stuck.
And I, of course, was also in the hospital. I was delivering
Ouch.
The babies. Shortly after, the parents died, the hospital closed, and that's kind of why there's only, like, 6 people left in the town.
Wait, I thought you were dead. I thought we killed you, Doctor. Julius Caesar, you're dead. Kill him again.
Julius Caesar's dead. I am Dr. Tilda von Swinton.
Oh.
Nope. Swilda von Tinton.
Nope.
Oh, he's drunk. He's drunk.
Look,
after Mickey died, we need somebody to pick up the mantle.
I did find Mickey's stash earlier today, and I have been sipping on Mickey's alcohol. It's actually very good.
Mm.
But why don't we do this? Why don't we all just go to sleep, lock our doors tonight? It's important to lock our doors tonight. I feel like that may be the thing that has... quick show of hands. Has anyone been locking their doors?
No, we live in Sleepy Omelet in Canada.
Yes, it is.
No, this is a safe town. Why would I lock my doors?
Lock them tonight. We'll all meet back here in the morning, and hopefully this time we've killed the werewolf.
If not, you'll be mad at us?
I won't. I mean, look, I'm not in charge here. It's not my town. Once again, the sun sets on the sleepy village of Sleepy Omelet. Quiet village of Sleepy Omelet? Maybe the village is called Quiet Omelet.
Hi, holy I brought crap. You some tea. I brought you some tea for being such a
oh my
good
God.
Narrator for our town.
Thank you so much, my voice. This narrator voice is not my speaking voice, so it's
oh my
actually...
gosh.
Yes.
Wait a minute, not your speaking voice. Kill him. Kill him, he's
no,
the werewolf.
No, no,
the narrator's the werewolf.
I am a disembodied voice who can drink tea, so I can't be killed, but
well,
nice
wait
try.
A minute. I'm in disembodied. Points to own body. I'm
and
in
I'm
disembodied.
Disembody.
And I'm a disembodied.
And I have dysentery.
Oh, well, thank God you live in the sewer. Thank you so much for the tea. Yes, again. And now I'm looking at the name. I'm looking at the name on the side of the village. It's Pinecrest. I don't know what I was talking. Huh. I think I was hungry, and I said sleepy omelet. But it's Pinecrest. It's obviously Pinecrest.
You have unending goodwill with us. So whatever you want to call it, we love you. We
Burns all the sleepy omelet merch I
thank
made.
You
so
everyone to bed. Everyone to bed. Come on, get out of here. Get out of here. Skip around.
Tuck me in. Read me a story.
Tuck yourself in. I will read you a story.
Alligators can't eat garlic.
Goes that the night passed mostly uneventful, except in the morning, they woke up and Arthur Deco, the investigator, was dead.
Everyone, please solemnly gather around. It seems like there's one person amongst us who isn't here. And I think from the look of some things, we can all tell that it's Arthur Deco, otherwise known as Art Deco, the investigator. Does anyone know what happened to Arthur?
He must have been close to solving the murders.
I'm actually looking at the body right now. The other body's pretty clear that they were werewolf killings. Have to admit, not as familiar with half alligator anatomy. Could be a werewolf. I'm gonna put the odds at 50%. Human half, by the way, completely fucked. Alligator half looks mostly good. Feel like they might have like really hard like skin or something.
Scales, I believe. Arthur once got drunk and said scales. Could it have been, Doctor, could it have been garlic what killed the investigator?
Let me just smell the breath. Oh, big mistake. big mistake.
Oh, yeah, a lot of alligators and Komodo dragons, they eat flesh and then let the flesh rot in their teeth so they have a poisonous bite. You never want to sniff an alligator's mouth.
Best to try it again, just in case.
No. I'm a doctor, not a masochist. And I do believe, I got a hint of a lot of stuff, but not garlic.
I'm having a vision. The great Zanzini.
She's falling. She's falling down the stairs. Someone catch her.
I had a vision that Art Deco is deceased. Someone check on him.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about, dear.
What? I made that mistake two days in a row?
Here's what I think. I think as a seer, quote unquote, I think you charge a lot of people money and then you state the obvious or you state what we've already come to surmise. Seer, Zanzini.
That's rich coming from a priest. Everyone laughs.
I didn't.
40 minutes of silence.
See, Zanzini, if you truly are a seer, tell us one thing we don't know.
Something's happening.
She's looking around the room.
I have a headache.
I think a blood vessel burst in your eye. Your whole left
eye
is red.
Your whole eye turned red. It turned bright red.
There goes your right eye. It's both eyes bright red.
That can't be good. There will be another murder tonight. There will be another murder tonight.
I have to say, we are running out of people in this town. One of us has to be a werewolf, and there's only, by my count, 5 of us left.
1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Count yourself.
Oh, ticks.
No, but...
Tevin?
Look, I'm a doctor. I swore to do no harm, so obviously it can't be me. We've already lost our investigator and our hunter, the 2 most violent men in town. They were off the board easy, which, if I were the werewolf, I would also want to do that. I would also want to take the 2 most violent men in town off the board.
Can I pause at something here? You said you're a doctor, which means you swore to do no harm, but we all know to do no harm, or to swear upon that, is a Hippocratic oath. And we all know that someone does who they... when someone does something they swear not to do, that is a hypocrite. So could it be you're a hypocrite about the Hippocratic Oath? And you're killing even though you said you wouldn't kill?
Unbelievable. The priest is preaching to me about hypocrisy?
So much laughter.
Listen, also, can I just say, I don't know if people remember 5 years ago, I was going to open a bakery, call it Yeast Priest, and everyone thought that was a great idea, but then a baker moved into town. Of course, we all know Julius Caesar, and we all know I hated Julius Caesar. We all know that I was very jealous that I didn't get to open Yeast Priest, because that would have been a hoot and a holler. So can I just say, I know people probably suspect me. If you want to kill me tonight, I would understand.
Tonight? You're calling for the werewolf to kill you?
No, I'm just saying if... You know how every day before we go to sleep, we do kill someone in the town square?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We haven't killed anyone today, have we?
Oh, no, we haven't.
No, I'm saying today, if you want to kill me.
Oh, just today.
I don't understand.
Look, I'll be the first one to cast some aspersions on Father Panache. As we all know, we all remember when, what was it, 2-3 years ago, Father Panache came to us all in a huff and said he found something in the Bible that said priests could get married, but they could also fuck as much as they wanted before then to kind of feel it out to see if it was going to be a good move for them. Do we all remember that?
I remember, yes, I remember.
I remember, yes. Yeah,
Daisy, I know you remember.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Turns out there's a lot of footnotes in the Bible that only I discovered.
Look, we all have reasons to be suspicious of each other. I mean, Daisy, we're obviously all very suspicious of you.
Why? Because I'm not talking enough? And there's another person in town that looks just like me, but I'm not identical?
Zanzini, please, we're talking to Daisy.
No!
Let her speak.
Have you ever noticed, Flump? Yeah, I'll talk to Flump for a minute.
Oh, hello there.
Flump, have you ever noticed that Daisy and Zanzini are always standing right next to each other, and Zanzini always has her right hand behind Daisy's back, and only Daisy's right arm moves, and it kind of only moves like up and down?
Huh, I have noticed that. And did you ever notice that when they're sitting down, and of course Daisy's on Zanzini's lap, and Zanzini takes a big gulp of water, that Daisy talks, but it's very gurgled.
It sounds different. It doesn't sound like normal talking.
Yes.
This is very frustrating to hear. I'm just trying to make friends in the middle of the...
Zanzini's drinking water. Zanzini's drinking water.
She's choking.
And that is very, very frustrating.
Can I say I've also never heard Daisy say a lot of hard T's? I think it's hard to say hard T's for Daisy.
Everyone else in the town has scheduled a doctor's appointment except for Daisy. I have never done a medical examination on Daisy before.
Oh, you're going to punish me for being healthy? Come on, great Zanzini. We don't need any of this. That's right, Daisy. We don't need any of this.
They turned around. Oh. Zanzini's arm is up Daisy's butt.
Lord above us. I've never seen a woman's arm in her sister's back like that. Oh, save us all. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
What? I'm two people to try to increase my chances of being in the dating pool? That's pathetic. That you think that.
Can I say, and let me just toss this out there because it might be fun.
What?
Let's kill Zanzini and see what happens to Daisy tomorrow.
No. All right, let's actually think here. Great Zanzini, I'm thinking. Who's still alive? Jester, Flump, you, the Jester, Flump. You're a musician, but also you're an idiot, so you're Flump. You're still alive. Dr. Swilden von Tinton, no. Dr. Tinton von Swilden, nope. Swilding and Tinton.
You had it right the first time.
First of all, I haven't been a Swilding attending in years. I graduated medical school, and I'm a full-on doctor now.
Okay, you're still alive, all right.
Yes.
Father Panache, you're still alive.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Me,
amen.
The great Zanzini, and my sister, Daisy, are both still alive. Let's see. I think we should kill Father Panache.
I mean, I did.
Wait, no.
Oh?
Hold on. I want to make sure everyone is still in the episode.
40 minutes of silence.
40 minutes of Flump.
Yes, I do,
Baker
because
Street.
Then Addle still gets to stick around as Flump.
Who is Addle?
Doesn't matter. Look, he's the guy with his hand up your ass is who he is.
Oh, he could be. He could be
he's
the werewolf.
He's making you talk right now.
Has anyone else met this Adel?
don't think about it too much.
Could be the narrator. We never caught the narrator's name. Be funny coincidence if it was Adel, huh?
I met him and his name was Flump.
Flump, you don't know anything. All right, let's decide who to kill. The doctor alive so we can still have the...
I'm sorry, Zanzini, but it obviously has to be you because we have to know for sure if Daisy is her own person.
And I'm just saying, if that is true, then I'm no longer in this episode.
Listen, what's more fun? Can I ask you, Zanzini, what's more fun? To have two sisters, one with her hand elbow deep in her back, or to have one sister who's laying lifeless in a slump in the middle of the town square, and then everyone else around her?
All right.
Answer me that.
I stabbed Father Panache. I made the decision.
I see it. It's a great white light. Oh, it's coming. Oh, a hand is coming down from the sky. It's wrapping itself around my neck. Oh, no, God, Father, please, no.
As a doctor, I can confirm none of this is happening. He's just bleeding out. He's just regular dying.
I see him all. I see the baker. See the drunk. I see him all. I know who the werewolf is. The werewolf's name is...
Sounds like me when I drink water.
I think I heard Flump's name.
I did.
Is that what I heard?
I was
whispering it in everyone's ear.
We will get this figured out. Let's all look. It's been a long day. Let's all go back to sleep. None of us have done our jobs in like 4 days. That's fine.
You go back to sleep. I'm going to TJ Maxx. I'm a Maxinista.
Let's all go to sleep. One of us, obviously, will probably be dead tomorrow. But then there will only be 3 of us left, and we will be able to figure this out.
If I die in my sleep, know it was me.
Sun sets one more time on Pine Bluff, Canada. Nope.
Oh, I thought it was Pine Crest.
Now I'm looking. Okay, I'm in the wrong town. Hold on.
Hey, did anybody see that guy? The people of Pine Bluff. We got him. We got him. Hey, motherfucker. What were you doing hovering above our town?
This isn't real.
Sally, get the gun.
Yeah, I got way ahead of you.
Put it in his mouth.
Get out of our airspace. You never come back here. You hear
me? I'll never come back.
Let it be known the people of Pine Bluff aren't pushovers, motherfucker.
If you guys ever get a werewolf here, you're going to be fucked because I'm not going to be around to tell you who died every day.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm leaving. The sleepy town of Pine Crest. A mostly uneventful night in a village that's now mostly empty. Except during the night, the werewolf struck again. The narrator died off screen. Fuck you, Casey. Piece of narrator died off screen. If I was going to die, I would have died back there in Pine Bluff, except I talked my way out of it, bitch. So narrator sounds like the narrator actually lived. Sally, like the narrator didn't die.
Sally, you see that? That guy floating in our airspace that we just shot in the face? It looks like he thinks he's still talking.
No, I'm alive. I'm alive. You know what? Screw it. Daisy died. That's who got ice. Sun
I'm
comes
having
up.
A vision. My sister has died. My precious sister. And right before she died, she told me that she went to go visit someone in the night. And she was about to tell me what she saw. She said, I know who the werewolf is. And then she died in my arms.
Okay, I've just completed my autopsy, and I can confirm this was a puppet.
This was a puppet.
Yes, it's a wooden puppet.
That's an oversimplification of what she was, and you know that.
A lot of us in town now have to do some reckoning, knowing that we paid for an escort that was a wooden puppet. Luckily, it wasn't sexual. Otherwise, we'd all have like a rude kind of reckoning with what our proclivities are, you know, what we're into, really. But
of course,
no,
of course.
This was a puppet. I'm very suspicious. I'm very suspicious of both of you.
Oh, Flump? You're very suspicious? After
yes.
the 100th murder in town? Now
of,
you owe
of the two of you.
Afoot?
Now I'm like, my suspicion is focused like a laser beam.
Wait, he can shoot laser beams? Kill him.
No, hold on. Hold on, Flump. We know now that the werewolf is either Flump, the great Zanzini, or Dr. Swilla von Tinton. No, Tilda von Swinton. No.
No.
No, Dr. Swilla Vinton Swinton. It's one of the three of us. We know it's one of the three of us.
You know what I find awfully suspicious, Flump? Why do you know so much about the wounds? Sort of feels like maybe you're killing everyone in the night and then bringing us your trophies, pretending to be the expert and all that the next day. Awfully suspicious to me.
Mm, yes. Now that you mention it, Flump also is very quick to kill people during the day when we say, hey, we should maybe like kill one of the... It's always Flump that's initiating the kills as well. Seems
Listen.
Like we may have been wrong about who the most violent man in town really was.
Listen, did I kill my whole family? Yes, of course. Did I burn down a KB Toys and the B Dalton 25 years
ago?
Yeah,
but who
Absolutely.
Hasn't?
Absolutely.
Good point.
And when I bring these trophies to you, these dead bodies, it's like a cat bringing a dead mouse to your bed. I think I'm doing something good, but I didn't kill them. I just found them.
Who to believe? The murder clown who showed up in town, I want to say 2 weeks ago.
No, wait, Flop.
The great Zanzini, who is a very accomplished seer, although they've never actually seen anything ahead of time.
Oh, I see something. You're a dick.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Zanzini. Is that fair?
Yes.
Also, I know your Patreon numbers are inflated, Zanzini.
No.
You're doing some weird thing. There's no way in a town of 9 people, a seer has 1,100 patrons. There's no way that that's possible.
Oh, that's on me. I've signed up many times.
Flump.
In case I want to watch it twice.
Flump.
And we appreciate your patronage.
I guess Flump, well, we're...
We are going to make an alliance and we are going to kill the doctor. And that is that.
No, Flump, make an alliance with me, we kill Zanzini, and then the two of us, I assume, I don't think Zanzini is the werewolf, I assume one of us is, so then we go at it tonight. Murder clown, probably an alien who lives off of her fears or grows stronger or whatever, versus a real doctor.
Come here,
now, that's
Flump.
A match.
Come here, Flump.
Flump, come to here. Me. Come
to
here,
me,
Flump.
To me, Flump. Come
who
here, Flump.
A little chicken biscuit? What's a little chicken biscuit, Flump?
Takes
and
out knife, slits my own throat.
Oh, no.
Oh,
hold on, just to confirm. Well, he never had a pulse to begin with, so I don't really know how to... Oh, no, his spirit just got sucked up into the sky. So Alien was right.
Whee!
Oh, I wish Flump would come back as a ghost. I enjoyed him very, very much. He was the one.
Okay. Well, Flump is dead. Zanzini, it's just the two of us. I mean, at this point, it's pretty safe to admit if one of us was the werewolf, I mean, we basically won at this point, so
yeah,
we might as well...
Say it.
We could just say it if we were.
Yeah, you could just say
if
it if
we were the werewolf. We could just say it right now. If one of us was...
And as they discuss...
Killer says what?
And as they discuss, the camera...
Who the fuck is that?
It's... Sorry, I'm the narrator from Pine Bluff.
Hey, man, I don't want to be a dick or nothing, but get your ass back to Pine Bluff.
Oops, sorry.
I'm the narrator for Pine Crest. No, it is the wrong town. If there was anyone left in this town, we'd put like a gun in your mouth and scare you or whatever, but...
And as the narrators argued, we see a plane fly overhead. This village was not a village after all. It was modern times. We see Adrian Brody dead in a pit. We see William Hurt and his colleagues. An old photo of them at like college. It's clearly like the 80s or 70s. And they had discussed building a village to go back to olden times when
Let's
things
see
were simpler.
How much he remembers of this movie.
And Anna Paquin?
No.
Is that her name? Anna Paquin. That's Bryce gotta Dallas be her Howard name. That's not Anna Paquin.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Howard.
Ron Howard's daughter. She cannot have been in that movie. We know William Hurt was. We know Adrian Brody was. Mm-hmm. We know Adrian Brody's performance does not hold up.
You remember the men? Oh, interesting. You remember all the men who were in it?
I'm in the wrong town. Sorry,
Sigourney
I'm in the
Weaver.
Wrong town.
Sigourney Weaver is in it.
Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver.
No, you didn't come up with that. I just told you.
I just remembered. I'm seeing a vision. Sigourney Weaver. But then,
Zanzini. I'll go ahead and say, I am a werewolf.
Wait, what?
Wait a second. Are you also a werewolf?
Oh my God, yes.
Holy crap. Whoa.
Come here. Give me a hug.
Oh my, Zanzini.
Oh, yeah.
From college.
Yeah.
It's from Trent. Yes.
Trent.
Oh my God.
Werewolf college. And I knew you.
It has been too long.
Holy crap, we killed the whole town.
We did. We killed
the dream.
Professor Moonstone would be so happy with us.
And you know what? Everyone always
goes back. It's me, Professor Moonstone, teacher at Where U. Remember, I taught you at Where U?
Yes, mm-hmm. Professor Moonstone, it's Trent.
Trent.
And Zanzini, whose name hasn't changed.
Where's that puppet you always kept, Zanzini?
Oh, she's dead. But you know what? Everyone really got on me about, oh, you'll never use a werewolfing major. Oh, that's just like a superficial credit. Like you won't even need that in the real world. That's just like a degree that you get to put on your shelf. And you know what? Joke's on everyone because the two of us killed
all
a whole town, didn't we?
A whole town. It's a small town. It's not Pine Bluff.
Sure. Well, let's...
It's like 20,000 people in that town.
Wait, Professor, one second.
Oh.
Well, who'd you kill? And who'd I kill? I did... Oh. Well, Flump killed himself. I did Art Deco and the Baker.
Beautiful work. Beautiful. I did
yes.
Father Panache and
oh, you
Mickey
did
the
some.
Drunk. Yes.
You were killing as well.
Oh, then we
I was
going to
say,
because
I wasn't... I didn't kill anybody. So I was like, who is the werewolf? Because I'm not killing anyone.
Oh.
That's wild.
And I killed Father Panache while everyone was awake watching it. So that was no easy feat.
That was
feat.
Funny. I laughed my ass off that night. Hey, you know what? We did a great job. I think we owe it to ourselves to kick back tonight and enjoy a full moon. Wait a second. Well, that's not the moon. It's big and it's bright in the sky, but it's not the moon. Zimpy, is that?
Professional werewolf opinion, that's a Neptune. Good night.
Sing the Where You song. Where you at college learn to
that was
wolf.
Kill.
Host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.